What's up, guys? Welcome back to Two Sisters and Their Dramas. It's your girl, Nay.
And your big sis, Chan.
What up, Chan?
It's Monday and a couple of days before spring break.
Hallelujah.
If you are in the education field or if you have been a student, which I hope all of y'all have been, you understand like that countdown to spring break.
And we in it.
I think the adults really be on that let's hurry up and get to spring break more than the kids. I think the kids do from their perspective of, I'm tired of being in school. My teacher is hard.
Yeah.
Classwork, yada, yada,
yada. Whatever it is.
And maybe they have some issues with their friends, which are normal. And it's good to take breaks.
Absolutely.
But it's even better or gooder, as the church folks
say. Come on,
say,
gooder and gooder.
For the adults to take breaks because, child, sometimes you just need a break from your coworkers, from your colleagues.
Thank you.
From them people in charge.
Thank you.
Sometimes you just need a little reprieve.
All right, girl. You're giving us a little preaching over here.
Amen, somebody.
Amen.
And that's just where I'm at. I'm keeping a buck with y'all. This year is work-wise, we started the year off crazy as far as family and with our dad. But work, telling you, it is.
Ain't been no crystals there.
It hasn't. And I need a break.
I need a break. And I honestly, I don't think the week is actually going to be long enough.
No.
I'll sleep for it because nobody's going to bother me for that week. I'm going to make sure of it.
Me neither. And I also been putting up like not answering calls after hours.
I mean, yeah, I'm definitely on that wave. I have even removed like my work emails from my personal cell phone.
Same.
I have got to get a better work-life balance. We've been talking about it since the year began.
Time to be about it.
And facts. Exactly that.
And so spring break is going to be good, y'all. You know, be excited for you girls because we
need this. Do.
And we are going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
A little family trip. A
little family
trip.
It's
time. As I previously said, you know, we had some scares at the beginning of this school year for us, so was it August for everybody else?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, we need to do something family oriented. So the whole entire family is going to be together,
dogs included,
and it's going to be fun.
It's going to be an adventure.
It's going to be exciting.
An experience.
I'm looking forward.
It's going to be so good.
Coming home.
Yes, me too. Putting my feet up at my house in my bed.
Mm-hmm.
Gonna be good though.
We even were strategic with organizing it. Dave just didn't notice. Don't listen, mom, dad, family members.
Please close your ears.
We were strategic with organizing it so that it would be let's do the family event on the front end of spring break.
Yes.
So that we can have the back end for D&D. Do not
disrespect. Because that's definitely what it's going to be for me. I don't even know what I want to do. I just don't know. I know that I don't want to be bothered with too many other people.
Yeah.
That much I know.
I mean, there are some things that I want to do that I've been talking about as far as like getting a massage.
Of course.
You know,
you need the relaxation of it all.
I do want to come back to work after spring break feeling mind, body, and soul. Like, a little bit relaxed.
That's a good perspective.
So, I got to do the things that I got to do just to have that zen.
I might be trying to join you on that. We shall
see. You are invited, and I encourage y'all to do the same. Whenever you need a break from life, from family, from friends, go do you.
Please. Go do you and before you do anybody else.
Unapologetically, go do you.
Agreed. Step out there, y'all.
Now,
get out there.
Check back out there in on your people.
Take care of you.
Temporarily. Take care of you. I already know. As your big sister, that's always going to be my stance. Take care of you. Take care of family. And then by taking care of family, they're going to take care of you. I hope that's what it is.
Fingers crossed that's what it is.
I hope that's what it is for y'all in life. Because it don't always happen for
you
me.
You sure right.
Let me be. Let's keep it. We said who's keeping it a buck. So it don't always happen that way for me because people don't know how to take care of you because we don't do a good job of communicating what our needs are. And I think that's something that everybody can improve upon. But I'm off my soapbox because the girl is going on vacation in 4 days.
Listen, that's all that matters
right now.
By
the time y'all hear this, which will be Tuesday, I will be down to 3 days and then I'll be on vacation.
Hallelujah.
So we got some good news. Y'all know we hadn't been drinking the last few podcasts, but I am sipping on a little something.
Come through.
It is that Stella Rosa brandy. It is the Peach honey?
Peach honey, honey peach, one of the two. And it is what that's what it is, and it's good, y'all.
It's good. Okay. Look how life works. Y'all remember me telling y'all probably a year ago on this podcast that I was trying to get into drinking dark liquor.
I mean, do you really consider Stella Rosa dark? It's a brandy, so okay, I guess.
But I was telling y'all a year ago that I was starting to sip on like a little bit of Crown and Ice, just because I felt like, as a mature big sister, that's what I should be drinking on occasionally.
Come on, mature.
After a hard day of work, I need to just put me a big chunk of ice in the glass.
Okay, mature.
And swizzle it around. Is it swizzle? Swiggle?
Something of the sort. One of the two. Squiggle, maybe?
Just kind of clink.
Mix it up.
Around.
Mix it up a little.
And just take a sip. And have that glass just for, you know, a little bit. That was my plan. So, life is worth full circle because now I'm a brandy girl.
Brandy girl.
It's flavored brandy, but I think that's still, that doesn't count.
Listen, it's smooth. Mm-hmm. It's light. It's a good sip.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a good, good sip. Keep it in your stock, folks. That's all I can say.
I'm keeping it in
Everybody
mine.
Seems to be keeping it in their stock because we can't find it nowhere.
Yeah, I had to look all over.
Listen, it's out of control. Out of control.
Okay, so that's what I'm sipping on. What about you?
I'm still not sipping on anything tonight.
This girl.
You know, me and Monday drinking don't... It ain't the vibe for me because I get up way too early in the merch.
Mm-hmm.
So I save my drinking for the weekend, like mm-hmm. most people, you know?
I understand. I think I purposely chose this to sip on because, okay, I'm telling all my tea. This is all my business because the last time I was drinking on this, I did not have like any type of tiredness
mm-hmm.
in the morning.
Yeah.
Listen, your girl, I'm not out here just like drinking, tossing the bag, having hangovers.
Facts.
But I just didn't have any negative side effects the next day. And I overindulged that night because it was a party, let's be clear. I didn't have to get up
then.
And go anywhere the next day. But I'm sure we probably each was tossing back about 6-7 shots of this.
It was a good time.
Plus other mixed drinks.
It was a good time.
And so I didn't have any weird feelings the next day. And so I'm just having one little glass and it literally probably has maybe a third a cup of this. So
no judgment over here.
It is what it is. I'm 3 days, 4 days away from vacation.
Hey.
So I'm going to continue sipping.
I'm not mad at it. Do what you need to do, boo-boo.
Y'all already know, though. I'm nosy because that's what big sisters do because I'm always curious as to what's in your cup. I thought you were going to do a little song.
Oh, I'm sorry. What's in your cup? I didn't know we was leaving today.
I set it up for you.
Not
you
really.
Just didn't swing. A swing and a miss, bada, bada, bada.
It's that way. Times I didn't know what you
If you listen to today's podcast, we hope that you are joining in at an acceptable time for a cocktail.
It's 5 p.m. somewhere. Or a mocktail. You got to do what you got to do, folks. Maybe you don't want a cocktail or a mocktail. All I'm going to tell you is be sure you're drinking your water because
mm-hmm.
we don't want you in these streets thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you got to do, y'all. Stay hydrated.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, sirs. Anyhow, let's get into today's podcast. Let me switch to my professional voice.
Oh, okay. Come on. Come on, secretary, executive director, boss.
Yes, ma'am. I always. She is a boss.
Yeah, so we watch Traitors. Y'all already know what time it is with that. Yeah.
Know what time it is.
Listen, it is with what is it? A sad, sad heart, solemn heart,
it's a
whatever
heavy
it
heart.
Is. Heavy heart.
Mm-hmm.
We've got to come here with the announcement that Phaedra was banished.
She survived the initial cliffhanger.
Yeah, she did. She did. Peter went home first.
And this is, let me take it back a few episodes, and I gotta be real with y'all. I'm not sure I watched episode 1 or 2. Oops, did I say that?
She did,
I'm not
but
sure
okay.
I did because I don't remember Johnny Bananas.
Oh, maybe you didn't watch the first couple episodes.
Yeah.
I think you did come into the game late. Like,
usual,
you know what
usual.
You do.
Well, that's
yep.
not new. Y'all know I come in
yep,
late.
Yep, yep, yep.
But so I think Phaedra she wasn't the best traitor by herself.
I think she was the best trader, period.
She wasn't the best trader, but I think had Phaedra been with some more calculating people, initially,
yeah,
she would have been able to last a little bit longer because of the fact nobody had ever thought Phaedra until that guy called her out.
Yeah.
Which I think should be against the rules.
I agree, yeah. I think that was tacky of him to do.
Because if you're a traitor, you should not toss out a fellow traitor. He should have
said Parvati. Only because everybody already was suspecting Parvati anyway.
Yeah.
He should not have ever mentioned Phaedra at all, because that put him... That put her right on Trishel's radar.
Mm-hmm.
And Trishel never lost her after that point.
Not at all. Because I think, you know, but he was thinking, oh, everybody likes Phaedra. I'm going to give the guy that much of credit, thinking that that's probably what his line of thought was. Let's
go with that. I think he was being shady too, though.
But I think it should be against the rules, traitors. If you're listening, some EP or somebody needs to hear this. They should not be allowed to toss out. A fellow traitor shouldn't toss out another traitor's name. Unless...
It's the majority vote. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But as far as giving away a traitor at that early into the game, it's really bad TV, too.
It definitely was. And for sure, it put her on a radar. And I think she would have still hung around and still made it. I don't know. Because, you know, Phaedra was not the most expressive when people got banished. She was not the most... Let me care about you at brunch.
Those early episodes. That's why nobody was like, it's not Phaedra. Because she was just, everybody liked her. She just blended in with the wall.
Yeah.
But I think because he called her name out, that's what just, you know, had her on the radar.
She also got progressively worse, though. Like, her responses in the breakfast was always like, oh, they got cut. Let me get some more bacon. Pass me the tea.
But they said that's how Phaedra was. MJ said that's how she always was.
Oh, okay.
You left.
Oh, okay.
During that little brief minute, you stepped away. Okay. But MJ said, Phaedra, you know, we were just used to that's just your disposition, you know, that you're just kind of like even keel.
Probably.
And she was like, I don't know if that's because of your background as a lawyer or whatnot. Mm. She said, but you are just this same way all the time. And so I think Phaedra was good TV because, in comparison to the cast,
yeah,
because Phaedra and Kate. They have good one-liners.
They're characters.
And so you always need someone to be entertaining to keep the show ratings
100%, 100%.
Up. 100%. Because it's Trishelle, you can't carry no show.
But
the
rest of the group, the rest really of the collective can't. Is trash.
If once Kate is gone, they don't have that comic relief.
They don't.
Because Sheree dull as paint drying.
Well, so is MJ.
MJ is too.
Sandra is too.
MJ only worked in the ensemble cast.
Barely.
Barely with the Persian show that she was on.
Oh, I didn't watch it.
I did, but it was an ensemble cast.
Yeah.
She was able to be the best friend to the dramatic gay guy.
Oh, okay.
So that worked in that setting. But so, yeah, anyhow, Phaedra's gone, y'all.
Phaedra's gone. Peter's it's kind of sad. Peter's gone. So womp, womp, womp. John is gone. Womp, womp, womp.
Left, we have only one traitor, which is Kate.
Kate.
You got
CT, the only man left.
Yeah, Kate kind of gave something away. She showed her hand a little bit.
She did. She was a little too angry when she said why I voted for you, Phaedra.
Yeah, because I think, to be fair, a case like, bitch, I was over here being a faithful minding
my name, my goddamn business.
You pulled me in to be a traitor
for no reason,
with you,
bro.
And now you're like, I'm exhausted. I'm tired of fighting.
Yeah.
So
it's unfortunate because from the jump, when Kate was picked, that first, I thought Kate would have been a good traitor because she knew how to play the game from the previous season. But when she finally became a traitor, she immediately looked guilty. And so, I don't know.
I think she's leveled out because, you know, today's episode or whenever it was released, she was definitely not as suspicious as she was the first episode when she was newly appointed as a traitor.
She didn't have a good rebuttal when Sandra was like, tell me why you said Phaedra was selfish.
She didn't, but I just don't know why Kate did that. But I also probably think she's still pissed. And Kate, if she's like me, I identify with the personality group that we internalize and we need a minute to respond. And when we were caught off guard, we can potentially make a mistake.
Okay.
You know, but if you give us a couple of minutes, we some calculating bitches.
Well, you know what? You ain't got time for that in the trailer house.
I know. That's what I'm saying. So,
for question, do you think they could have another all-star cast next season?
I prefer it. I would, because of the fact that having, you know, regular people like myself, it's fun, but at the same time, they're not as excitable.
Okay. Okay.
And maybe you have to do some searches as far as finding those gems to make good TV. Mm-hmm. Because most people that are on reality TV started out being unknown. True. Right? So I guess that's a gamble you take. But for me personally, I prefer it being seasoned TV people.
I mean, I think it's always good to go with the reality TV stars, but I do wonder how a whole cast of we've never seen these people before would work. Yeah. I do wonder if there would be a star or if there would be a supervillain or like if the show would be interesting with less known people. I do wonder.
It's just like Squid Games. The more these shows get popular, people start understanding how to play the game. So you're at home watching it, and then you get an audition, a chance to audition for the cast. Just like that Christian guy from the first season. You know, I don't know if he's watched enough TV to identify with or to know, like, oh, I'm going to be a villain.
Yeah.
I've watched Big Brother, things of that nature. And so he's probably thinking, I'm planning.
You know what I'm doing.
I'm being good TV.
Mm-hmm.
But to the viewer, it's very much, you're annoying. You're getting on my nerves. I need you to stop. Even to your castmates that have been on TV for a while, they're like, dude, you got to chill a little bit.
Yeah.
And you over here on this level 20. So
we are all on six, sir.
My preference would be a mix. I would even take a mixture of regular degler and then reality TV.
I just don't know who else you could pull from reality TV. Like, yes, the pool is large.
It is.
But who makes good TV from the large pool?
But they could even go with shows we don't watch, like the Amazing Race, but Big Brother.
I mean, they did.
They could, but there's so many personalities from Big Brother that they could go back and pull from. They can go Big Brother. They can go all of the Bravos. They can also go from VH1 to
VH1?
Is it VH1?
It is.
But they can also MTV, grab the people from MTV, you know, because Peacock and MTV have to be linked some kind of way.
All these channels.
NBC owns everything. Listen, so I'm sure.
All the money.
Yeah. So it's an option. And hell, you can get some social media people.
I think that would be an interesting, because, you know, social media and content creation is where it's at right now.
Hello.
So I think plenty of social media people would be on there and have a good time.
Right.
I think it might be decent TV. Might be a little boring after a while because, you know, some of them are all be the same type of character. But
yeah.
Oh.
I mean, we just gave y'all free game.
Facts. Listen.
Peacock, you don't have to, you know,
I'll us take a couple of hundred if you do.
I mean, you know I'm saying? Let me not lie.
Yeah, I'll take a couple hundred. I'll take some dollars.
Couple of hundred.
It won't break your pockets for an idea.
Girl, they can cut us a check for a couple of thousand.
I mean, that probably won't happen. So
give us a fan.
Listen.
A nice fat.
Listen, it'd be nice, you know. Who am I? It'd be nice.
Put it out there, sis. That's all you can do. Maybe you'll put it out there and who knows? Maybe 2 years we'll come back down the road and be like, y'all, we didn't say when.
Okay, but I guess he's gave us a check.
We spoke this into existence years ago.
Facts.
And we got a check in the mail.
Facts. I'll take it.
Yeah. Manifestation works.
Put it in the atmosphere.
Okay, so who we have left is CT, the only guys you said. Trishelle, Sheree, MJ.
Sandra.
And Kate.
And Kate.
Kate is the only traitor. At this point,
Sandra got her locked in her sights.
But do you think they're going to pull another traitor?
I don't think they're going to pull another traitor because they're coming into the last stretch. I think
they did the same thing with Cerrito.
At the end?
Had two.
He came before the end.
Like Kate.
Days,
yeah.
So I think if Kate makes it through this round, she's got one more go to win.
Mm-hmm.
I know they do that little last around the fire pit thing.
Yeah.
So she's got one more hill to climb. Is it bad that we seem to be rooting for the traitors?
I am only rooting for the traitors because they are entertaining. But that is the way that this production company set this up.
Facts.
Everybody loves a villain, and that's just a sad truth.
If you've been here long enough, you know I root for the villains. So. Yeah. I'm for the traitors.
But that's just good TV. They always put it out there to where it's just like there's something lovable or likable about this character, these bad guys, and however, if it's a movie, TV show, or reality. And so Kate makes such good commentary because I loved Kate in Below Deck. So if you're not familiar with Kate, go watch her on Below Deck. She kind of carried that first round of Below Decks. I know they did some spinoffs, but because her personality was so strong, that kind of helped that show.
Okay.
But I think, shit, I forgot what I was saying.
About the villains and why people root for them. I'm going to assume that's where you were going with
that. Oh, yeah. So that's the way they set it up.
Put the cup down, you know what I mean?
And it's not even that. Y'all know my attention is really short if you ever met me in real life. I can forget what I'm saying mid-conversation.
Listen, no judgment, because I do it all the time. I can be looking dead at you and barely listening too when you talk. So, Listen, skills, man.
Anyhow, they want us to root for the villain, so we're rooting for the villain. It is what it is at this point. The only other person that I would want to win, and I will shut up talking after this,
is CT. Facts. I'm always root for CT. It don't really matter what show he on. I'm a root for him. I've been rooting for him since Real World. That was a long time ago, Probably before a lot of people's birth dates and all. But CT has been and always will be that man, big or
CT small. Is the only one, and I would love for CT to get this NBC Universal check.
Facts. Yes, me too. He deserves it.
I definitely don't want it to be Trishelle.
I don't want it to be Trishelle either. I don't want it to be MJ, and I don't even really know her. I just don't want her to win.
Anybody over Trishelle, I'm just gonna tell you.
Ooh.
Something about her annoys me. She's very, entitled. She's like, and it's not even like a Karen type of entitled. It's just very much like I'm a brat.
Yeah.
I'm throwing a tantrum.
She's done that quite a few times.
I'm gonna cry. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that just annoys me because I'm like, girl.
No judgment. I can definitely see how it's annoying. She was definitely not one of those people I rooted for on the challenge or whatever the series that she came from.
Right.
So, see how she gets on your nerves.
Yeah.
She's a tad annoying.
How many more episodes do you think we got left? One or two?
Maybe two.
Okay.
It might just be one. I don't really know. Two, if you count the reunion, maybe.
Yeah. Anyhow, guys, we done already told y'all, Traitors is where it's at. We've said before, there's a Traitors Australia and a Traitor
UK.
Mm-hmm. We have not watched any of those, but I'm sure eventually they will probably make it to
rotation. I heard they slap.
Because they're just good TV. That's one of our shows that we're digging right now.
Absolutely. I have started watching Captivating the King. I know that it's almost over, but I'm giving it a go.
Is it good?
So far, I'm a sucker for a period piece. Give me some Josie and Dynasty any day and I'm going to sign up for it. And so far right now, it seems to be doing the trick.
Okay.
I am also on the watch for Shogun. I haven't started it, want to. It looks like it's going to be good.
It may be something that I'm not going to lie, y'all. That'll probably be next week for me that I'll for probably sure, start when that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. Me too.
Because I have more hours to commit to getting some more shows in and continuing to diversify my portfolio.
All right, continue.
Because before we close out with the show that, we're watching that everybody's talking about, I'm watching Sandition. This is
PBS show?
It's a PBS show. It's only for the United States, but it is a period piece. It was based off of Jane Austen's last manuscript.
Okay.
She didn't finish it. So they've been
taking liberties, huh?
Yeah. And so I'm only on season one, but I'm a sucker for Jane Austen. Most of her books or stories are always kind of interesting to me. So that's what I'm watching. But let's get to the biggest part.
How excited she is.
I am, y'all, because Rick and Michonne.
Listen.
I'm not even going to hold it. They found each other.
They found each other, and the chemistry is still chemistrying hard.
Six years later, they found each other.
I love the show. I'm super into the show. I am hyped to see how we get from episode 1 to episode 6 or episode 1 to episode 8 or whatever it might be.
Probably 6.
However, really sad and miffed that all the new people they've introduced got in the first two episodes. Like, we didn't get to keep nobody. What happened? Nobody got to make it to the camp but Michonne.
Right.
I don't know how I feel about it. It was kind of good to see Jadis or Janice or whatever her name is. I hate her fucking haircut, though.
I think, though, for me, worst. What I will go back to your point on as far as the new cast, they actually hired really good castmates that contributed to those first episodes because that's all they got. Maybe 2 episodes. Mm-hmm. They really helped the storyline. They were not like just some forgettable characters. They were really like, oh my God, this is gonna be a fun character to see on this Walking Dead journey.
True.
So I wish that they would have left a couple of them. I get it because the focus is Rick and Michonne.
Yeah.
But you gotta have a supporting cast.
Yeah, it just would have been nice for at least the pregnant lady to make it to the camp. Like,
yeah, it was rough, y'all. Right? Okay, so Sheesh. If you haven't seen it, this is episode 2. And this is Michonne's story of how she is getting to Rick. She is still on her journey. She has been traveling for a minute.
6 years.
Has she been traveling 6 years? Or has, I think he's been gone 6 years.
Okay, well, she's been on traveling with him for 3. Like,
I'd say 1 or 2.
She, I don't know. She in a whole other state now. In 1 year?
I'm going to say 1. Primarily because of the fact that it was... The boy was probably about 4 or 5 when she left. Okay, so we don't know. We'll have to Google that time frame.
Yeah.
But for me, it's just that she is so committed finding him.
My man.
Let's just be honest. That core group of the Walking Dead cast, if you are in a fight, any one of them will secure your safety.
Facts. Michonne. It got a whole switch in her where she just snap and go crazy just like Rick.
All of them.
Them kind of people you need on your team in the zombie apocalypse.
If you go back to the Walking Dead core cast.
Yeah.
Carol.
Yeah. Daryl.
Like, all of them.
Even Glenn.
Can potentially wipe out 30, 25 zombies.
In a row. Like, with no hesitation,
Maggie, boop, boop, boop,
and keep it moving.
Yeah, and they're not stopping.
No,
not at all. And then they're like, okay, let's keep going.
Muscle memory.
Right?
They hard with it.
So, Michonne has been traveling all throughout these United States in the zombie apocalypse.
Facts.
Looking for her man, my man.
Uh-huh.
And she is, of course, having to fight.
The whole way.
She links up with this group, this woman and her boyfriend, and she saves them.
She saved their life.
I'm not going to hold you, though. When finding out that the woman was pregnant, you know, I was kind of like, oh, lady, you need to go back home.
Me too.
Michonne told her, to be fair, she was like, you need to go back. This is not for you. And the lady didn't. She really wanted to, you know,
Michonne. Wanted to see the love.
Yeah, find her love.
The collective of them were just like, I've got to see this through. Doesn't matter what happens along the way. I want to see it through to the love.
I think there was a part of them also that had never seen the Rick, Michonne, Daryl, Carol's period.
Probably. Because this collective was like, leave them. Bye.
Yeah, and most people.
That would have been their move.
They are A's across the board. And if you know anything about this season, you know, into how this mega group...
only wants B's.
Yeah, they kind of put people in these categories of A's and B's.
Yeah.
A's are leaders.
A's are leaders. They don't want no leaders that's going to come in and ruin nothing.
No, not at all. And all of them, the core group, are A's.
Facts. They have lately only been collecting all the B's. Because, again... Everybody, they need workers.
Yeah.
They need people to keep the livelihood going, and they don't
ask questions.
Yeah, don't ask no questions. Don't think about no changing.
I wouldn't be
just
there.
Just be here. You would?
No, I think I would be an A. What? I'm not saying for people to follow me, but I am saying that I would be an A in the sense of I am going to ask questions.
I don't think it's an issue to ask questions. I think it's an issue when you ask too many questions.
Let me be clear. I'm a natural leader. People tend to follow me.
Okay, well, they're going to put you on down like they do all of these things. That's what they're going to do. You can at least fake it for a little bit.
I try, because Michonne sure did.
Michonne turned it. Michonne went from, I'm going to kill him dead with my katana.
Michonne did kill him dead. And she was slicing throats.
I mean, she was mad, baby. You she said, you killed my prince.
They got to be to slice somebody's throat.
She wanted them to see her.
Using she was supposed to face one of the most personal ways to do any type of killing.
Yo.
And that's always her choice.
Yo. She something.
She did.
She's something. She going to keep a walker dragging a cart.
Yeah.
And her swords.
Michonne said, I'm going to kill you. Hi, I'm Dana.
Yes,
I'm so lost.
I don't know what's happening. I was with a group, but we got separated.
And Rick told her what to do in 2 minutes, y'all. He said, they coming. You can't tell them you're strong.
Get rid of everything you got. Give it to me.
Let's be good. That's not your sword. Give me all your journals.
I loved and hated the way Michonne was like, I'll tell you about it after when it comes to RJ. I respect it.
Yeah.
But it's still just like, I done left my kids to come find you, a kid who you don't even know about.
Yeah.
And I can't even
share with you.
Be proud of the I can't even be like, this is what has happened since you've been gone.
It's a discourse going on social media because people are like, you know, that's not right of her to keep her son hidden. You know, she should have told them. Whereas you and I both of the same school of thought. She knows that this guy lose it.
Rick would have blew up the world.
Yeah.
Trying to get up out of here and with no plan.
I have a son.
Yeah.
Car. Sorry, y'all. I saw that peek in the... Y'all remember how he made that car? Car.
You better come on, Rick.
Your
best impersonation.
Thank you. My dog just scratched my leg.
Oh, he didn't do it on
purpose. He hurt. I close my mouth by saying this much. I am so enthralled with them. The writers said
it's them.
Megan and Maggie. Yeah, that's cute. Okay, but we gotta go overboard. We gotta remind y'all of how good Walking Dead was. Not the last episode, not the last season, but how good Dead was. Yeah. So that you can, if you didn't know about Walking Dead, it's gonna intrigue you.
Maybe you're gonna know now.
And that's what it's doing for me because I really want to go back and watch episode 1 or 2. And I know Michonne doesn't come on to win.
I don't know, like season 2, 3, 4 maybe? 4 or 5? Somewhere along. She comes in later. She's not in that first core group, remember? She doesn't come along, I think, until the prison. So, I think that's a while. But, you know, I could be wrong because the seasons were lengthy.
You're right. She does come along for the prison.
All I can say is Rick and Michonne and Scott Gimple, or whatever his name is, took their time crafting this show.
Yeah.
And I applaud them for what they have done.
Yeah, they did.
I applaud it. I'm excited. The way that man look at her in real life makes me feel like love is real. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's good to see. Yeah, and they got her looking extra good this season.
They do.
In comparison to previous seasons where she's looked like she had been living on the street for real.
Right.
This season, go girl.
I mean, they said we're going to make sure them lips lubricated.
Listen, the skin is going to be moisturized and shiny.
Even though you still in this dirt, we're going to do
your
our
nails
best.
Clean.
I'm like, Michonne, you look so good.
Listen.
Y'all, let me tell y'all something and then y'all can judge me. When I first saw Black Panther, I was like, who is this lady? She's a beautiful lady. Who is this?
She didn't even know y'all.
I did not know that that was Michonne. Because she was looking so busted
all the time. Show. All the time.
And they do her any favors. And then it's like, when you see her in real life, you're like, this lady is gorgeous. Baby,
looks good.
I see why Rick be looking her up
and down. And he do. Did you see the clip where he was like, you see this dress? Yes. He was like, I don't care what this interview is about. Do you see her in this dress?
Did.
I was like, yeah, he love her. I love him.
You know what? I'm not gonna lie, y'all. When they have that much chemistry in as actors like Fitz and Olivia, when they have that much chemistry,
it makes it.
You can't tell me that something didn't. One of those kisses lasted a little. One of those kisses crossed the bridge where it was just like, wait a minute,
baby. When it come to what is his name, Tony and Carrie,
yeah.
Baby, I think they soulmates on a real level, because that man really be like, my mom would have loved you. Mm-hmm. It'd be the most random stuff he say to her that I just be like, you got a whole wife, bro.
It's the way they look. Well, it's not even they, because she does too, but he looks at her in a way like, girl, I will give you the last piece of cake,
whatever.
I will give you the last bottle of water.
Facts.
I will walk through this desert and give you some water, and I will go thirsty just to make sure that you have something to drink.
Listen, the man look at her with googly eyes, and I love it. And Rick look at Michonne the same way.
He sure does.
I have to learn his real name. It's somewhere in my head.
What's their names, y'all?
It's somewhere in my head. I don't know.
Michonne.
She's like Deny.
Yes.
Deny.
And then he is, what's the man's name?
I don't know. They're going to always be Rick and Michonne. I don't know if y'all know anything about me, but people are always going to be who their characters are in the shows. I hardly ever remember real names.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to always be Rick. You're going to always be Michonne, unfortunately.
Right.
I can't get past it. You're going to always be Olivia. You're going to always be Fitz.
That's true.
That's how it works in my head. But anyhow, guys, we watching a whole lot of TV. You know, we doing what we can. We going to holler at y'all next week, you guys. Until the next time, deuces.
It's Andrew Lincoln. Bye.